With advertisements on your car, though.
Okay.
It's a commercial vehicle. Right?
Are we ready to go? So we're picking up here with this Sugya. I think this might be our last effort to try to explain some aspect of this Sugya, because what's happened is the more involved that we've gotten, the more involved that I'm finding that it is. It's really something we could spend the whole year on. It's a massive sugya. And since it's really taking us further and further away from Kiddushin, I think maybe we'll cut our losses. We'll try to present something today, and then pick up with a new sugya, I guess, starting tomorrow. New point. What? Permanently? I think because of the guys that want to be able to learn there, we're going to be here.
Oh, no, I'm saying tomorrow, for instance.
In this spot, I believe so. I believe that's the plan. Unless we want them to close this and sit behind this, if we think that's better.
Yeah.
We could probably fit in there also.
I was thinking in that.
The other side of the doors is better.
In the meantime, we're going to continue.
But both of them are in condition. We are sensitized to the language, the precision of the language.
Okay, good. So that's true. We have this issue of Yados. The issue of Yados is not unique to Nedarim, as we've seen. It came up in our Gemara as well. But the basis, the background, the source, if you will, really starts over here in Nedarim. So what we'd like to try to do is maybe just run through at least the salient points of the Mishnah over here and the Rishonim. Hopefully you noted that there's something of a machlokas here among the Rishonim in terms of how to understand the way Yados functions, and then maybe try on some level to apply it a little bit to Kiddushin. But even if we just get an explanation within the Nedarim and maybe Nazir, I'll be content, and we'll have some working understanding of the way it works. Okay? So someone want to just maybe outside, just say over the three methods of taking on acceptable Nedarim. Three methods of taking on acceptable Nedarim.
You're saying it.
Okay, so the first one is what we call the Iker Nether. What's the language that you need to use for Iker Nether?
This thing is...
Like what?
Korban.
Like a korban, right? You have to use the language of korban, right? Rashi mentions that, the Ran mentions that. It says ish ki yidor neder the amar karban shani ochelcha o karban shani nenel eni nenachal elcha v'amar b'loshen acher bikinoi neder v'chule, right? So you see that once you move away from loshen where you're describing the thing as being also to you like a karban, now you're already entering the realm of kinoi neder. But a person has to say that this thing is also to me like a karban. Why can't he say it's also to me like something else? Why is that not an ikr neder? If he says also to me like basar b'chalav. Exactly, because basar b'chalav is also from the Torah. It's inherently asr. And a neder has to be something that's really inherently asr, mutter, but it was made asr by dint of neder. A karban is asr based on the concept of neder, right? I can't use that animal for anything because I set it aside as a karban. That's b'toras neder. So when you make reference to why it's asur, that's what the Ran refers to here as shehet piso, right? Shehet piso b'davar acher, bein shelohet piso, zehu neder ha'omer b'toras. So according to the Ran, you could have a good neder, you could have a neder without a tfisa or with a tfisa. However, Ela dehecha shehet piso, ba'inon shiat pisanu bedavar hanador velo bedavar ha'aser. But when you're going to reference something else, you're going to say this thing is also to me just like X. It has to be something that is also based on neder and not based on the Torah. Good? All right. Next level down was the kinui. What was the kinui? Hal, do you remember? Kinui neder?
Like a nickname?
Right, a nickname, meaning I don't say carbon, I say something else. I say, this is a firmly vow that I'm not going to eat anything of yours. All right,
understood, that's what it means.
Yeah, there's no question that what the lashon means. So that's a kinoi. And then you have the third category, which is called yados. And that's why we got where we are now, because of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Yados. What is yados? So let's take a look at the Ran. Let's just hone in on the two points here where the Ran discusses Yados. Someone want to quickly read the Lashon of the Ran inside? Again, for those just tuning in, it's Beis Amud Aleph in the Maseches Nedarim. We're in the Ran. You noticed, hopefully, that the layout of Nedarim is a little bit different than most Masechtos. You have the Ran on the page, you have a commentary of the Rosh on the page. It's not the Rosh like the normal code of the Rosh, but it's Pirush HaRosh. So, someone want to pick up a little bit here? Let's just start with Iker HaNeder. It's about 12, 15 lines down at the period. I'm notorious for not being able to assess the line amounts very well, but I'm saying about 15. 16? Okay, that's pretty good. See? It's pretty good. Iker HaNeder. So those who really want to check up, it's 16 lines down. Otherwise, you could just look for the period with the word Iker HaNeder. I said 15. Iker... Oh, he's killing me. Where are you? Which one?
Yeah, it's across from the third line in the...
Across from the third line in the Mishnah.
It is 16. Oh,
that one, yeah. V'nidre, just go up for 1 second. V'nidre iser heim be'echad mishlosh adrachim. Iker HaNeder, kinoi v'yados. Okay? 3 ways. Now, Iker HaNeder. Who wants to read? Hal? Good. Go ahead. I think it's Asur Alai.
Asur Alai.
Right? This is the Iker Neder that the Torah talks about. Hello. Right, I think it's Badavar. You have to reference something that's a Davar HaNador, something that's Asr because of a Nadav, a lo Badavar HaAsr, like we mentioned before. Right? Right, that's the name of the parak. Why does it have to be that you have to make that type of statement? Because the pasuk says ki yidor neder la Hashem, the Gemara darshins ad she yador bedaver hanador. You have to make the neder ki yidor neder. You have to make a neder with the lashon of neder.
This is
Iker neder, right? This is Iker neder. Kolomer she'afal pisha neder chal belohat pasa. It could be chal without referencing something outside of the thing that you're asering. Right? I believe so. Right? Hilkach, right? Don't people write that on their papers? You see that growing up, people write all the time based on it. Doesn't look familiar?
Yeah.
We didn't go to seminar.
B'siyata d'shemaya. Hilkach means with the help of heaven. The Ran is saying, I wrote it over there, you know, with God's help, I wrote it over there.
No, I
had it
before about
it. Hilkach, hecha shehitbis,
v'omar
harei kikar zeh like a karbon. Guy says, this bread is also to me like a karbon. Then, chayel nidrei, v'ikar neder, who's that? That's a bona fide neder. Then he gets into kinuyim. We're going to skip that just for the moment, because that's not really concerned with. Jump down to approximately, what? It's 2.5. I don't know how you want to count it, right? I don't know. It's two complete lines if you take the two halves.
But the end of the 16th line.
Oh, the wider lines. That could be. The Yodos Nidarim, you see that? It's right above the Daf Chaf. In the Tosos, we know we're on the left side, we see that little parentheses with the half parentheses with the Chaf. Everyone with me? You see the half parentheses with the Chaf? Yeah, right across from there, the Yados Nidarim, little period. Yes?
Yeah.
Someone want to read it? Johnny, you want to read it? No? You sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Richie?
The Yados Nidarim, who?
I think the Yados Nidarim.
Yados Nidarim.
What are Yados Nidarim?
Who should Matthew?
This is very important. This lashon is very important.
Shemakil b'miksas devoro shon neder.
Diburo.
Diburo shon neder. You start with the partial lashon of the neder.
Good. Partial speech. Dibur. You begin. You present miksas dibur shon neder or diburo shon neder. You begin with partial neder language.
Ela she'ino gomer oso. But you don't finish it.
You don't finish off that neder statement.
Bioso mixas hadibur have ki'ilu nudar.
No der.
Kol hashlemos hadibur ka'adam ha'ochez kli the base yado shalo metalto kulo.
Good. So what does that mean?
So
it's very important.
So by him started saying that first part.
Good.
It says if he finished the entire thing.
Good.
Why? Because it's the same thing as if someone grabs just the handle of a kli and he's able to lift the entire.
Well, it's not because of that. He just explained that's where this whole mushel to yados comes from. Where does yados handles?
Just
where does handles come from? So he says that this is the mushel to the handles.
Okay.
Just like when I take a little piece of the keli, right? I take a little piece of the keli. I hold on to the pot from its extreme. A little piece of that thing, which is not even the main part of it, it's just a little bit. That's the yados, the handle. What comes along with it? The main thing, the rest of the keli, right? The functional part of the keli, right? Right? Good. Good, and that's for that reason, his nether is chal. Good, then he explains later on yados. So, in the Mishnah, which case in the Mishnah is yados? Good. That case. The case that we saw cited in Tosos and Aramasachta, this case in the Mishnah, that part of this Mishnah is what's understood here to be Yodos. And the Ran actually later says, if you look, I don't know if anyone got down that far, but the Ran openly says, that's a case of, he says, the Gemara is Mefarish on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. This is Yodos. Alright, this is Yodos. Why? Because you didn't make a complete statement. You didn't put in all the lashon of neder. You started, you said mufreshani mimcha, but you didn't say mufreshani mimcha like a carbon. Right? You didn't say I am mufresh from you like you would be a carbon. You didn't say anything like that. You didn't reference carbon at all. So it's mixas diburo. It's mixas lashon of neder. What's the other classic case that we have, which is also according to this yados? Well, before even kedushin, in the world of nedarim.
Right.
Yeah, which case? Ehei, mixas diburo. Ehei is mixas diburo. What does he really mean to say? He means to say, ehei, I'll be a nether like that guy walking by. That's what the full statement would have been. When he says, I'll be separated from you, I'll be distinct and apart from you, I'm going to be, I'm going to have a nether away from you. What does that mean? That means I'm going to be mudahana from you like a carbon. But you don't say that whole thing. That's yados. You only said part of what you really meant. Same thing over here. Same thing by kedushin, like Mikey said. You would say hare at mikudashas. You don't say li. That's yados. You didn't say a full statement. Okay. So according to the Ran now, how does the Ran understand yados? This is crucial. How does the Ran understand what does yados do? How does it work?
It's just mixas dvarim, diburo, meaning not necessarily.
That's what you did, right?
That's what you did.
And what does yados do?
And
this mechanism known as yados, what does it do? How does it function to bring your statement, which is not really a nether on its face, brings it up?
It's as if you said it.
It makes it as though you said it. It takes a partial statement and it raises it to the level of a complete statement. It's mashlim yadibur. Right. That's yados.
Now, he doesn't seem to have a qualification of being nicker.
What do you mean by being nicker?
That meaning like, yeah, so a hey, right? So let's just say a hey,
no.
is a beginning to burrow for that, but it could also apply to a lot of other different things.
Right, but that's why you need the over lefanov. I mean, when you have over lefanov, so now it's yadayim.
Right, but I'm saying the rod doesn't.
You're not getting into all the details. Over
right, but I'm just saying, like when we say to start the lashon, is it any lashon or actually means like the lashon that.
What he means, ehei, would really be the beginning of a statement where a guy says, ehei, I will be a nether, a nazir like that guy. Ehei, nazir kamo. That's what he really means.
Right.
I'm going to be a nazir like that guy.
But if it wasn't clear that, but if it's a lashon, it's not necessarily connotes the later.
He's not there. He's not over lefanov.
Yeah.
Right, that's a whole detail within yados, right? That's that tosos. That's the four levels of yadayim. I want to back away from that for now. I just want to get the first question is really how do you explain yadayim in general? How does the concept of yadayim work? You can't understand the difference between yadayim shemochichos and yadayim sheinam mochichos and the levels until you understand how yadayim works. That's what we're doing today. And we may have to just be comfortable with that, you know, not spend too much time with all the levels. But, you know, in order to even be able to think about it, I think you really need to understand this first. All right, so still, let's take a quick look at the Rosh as well. The Rosh, again, is on the page here. And the Rosh writes, Kol Hani Mikri Yados, you see that? Homo L'Chaveiro? Homo L'Chaveiro. Avi, you want to read that? Right before that, Homo L'Chaveiro. It's about...
It's hard to read.
Oh, it's hard to read? You have the Blurry Gemara? Someone who doesn't have the Blurry Gemara.
Please.
Thank you.
Okay, Ha'om
L'Chaveiro.
Right, a guy says, I'm vowed off from you. Mikru Yados. All those things, all those similar Lashonos that are quoted here in the Mishnah are called Yados. Kimo. What's a base yad? What's a base yad? The handle. The base yad hakli. Sheinu Iker hakli. It's not the essence of the keli. Hakli. Ola imo. If you're holding on to the handle, which is not the essence of the handle, you're still getting the whole keli. A guy says a hey, right? So we can do, you're going to hop onto a little bit of his statement, the little bit that he gave you, a hey, and what are you going to essentially pull out of his mouth? If you grab onto his a hey, what are you going to pull out?
It's
getting a little dramatic now, but yes. A hey, nozer kamo, right? And then, hey, nozer kamo zek. That's really what he's saying. He's pulling it along. All right, go ahead. Right, he says, these cases of yados, what is the guy doing?
He's not finishing.
Eino gomer dvarav. He's not completing his statement. Lefarish haneder. He's not explaining the whole nether. He's not explaining the extent of his nether. Haschala ba'alma. Just the beginning. Hey, it's just a simple beginning of what would have otherwise maybe completed or culminated as a full nether. Well, mitochan. What's mitochan? From the content, from the thing itself, mitochan. From the content, or from within, the words that he said, mitoch, right? From the thing itself, mitochan. From the thing itself, from within the thing itself, nicker. Lidor. So we know, says the Rosh, in a case where the guy's walking, the Nazir's walking past, and this fellow says, hey, we know what he wants to do. Right? But we have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is, in order to make a neder, or to accept Nazirus, you need what? You need what we call bitoy svasayim. You need a statement. That's the whole thing. Ki yidor neder means the person's going to espouse a vow orally. That's required. There's no way to get around that. Right? So what are you going to do? So we know what he wants, but that's not good enough. We need to be able to say, we know what he wants, and what, and he said what he wants. Is that possible that it's Irving? Answer.
Hello?
We're back here. So what does he say? We know his intent. We know what he wants. But it's not good enough. You need a statement. Not right? You need a statement. Avi, doing a great job. Keep going.
Umachshavina
le'ki'ilu gamar devarav. So that's the key, says the Rosh. You know what he wants. He gave you a little bit. He gave you the handle. And as a result, together with those two things, you machshav it. You treat it as though ki'ilu gamar devarav, as though he said the whole thing. This is like the Ran. Did everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Gemara learns this concept out from a pasuk. Let's say the person is resolute in his heart. We know that 100% that's what he wants to do. His kavan, his das, is all in favor of making this nader. If not for the fact that we were able to use this mechanism known as yados to say it's like you said the whole statement, what would be the result? It's nothing. It's not a good nether. Because you need a statement. You need a statement. So the key over here, according to the Rosh, and like the Ran, is that what? How does Yados work? How does Yados work?
If you said it.
It makes your half statement into a... It's Mashlam Yedibor. That's what Yodos works. He loved the Chashvinan like Ilu Hotzi Bisos of Lohave Nether, like we say in the third parak of Shuos. Amar Shmuel, Gomer Belibo. It's nice that you resigned yourself to making Nether, but nonetheless, Tzarech Lohotzi Bisosav. You must be Motzi Bisosayim.
Isn't that. It shows the other way.
What do you mean?
That shows that it's not. It's
no.
Not.
Oh, comes along Yodos and says it is, you were Motzi Bisosayim. Gomer Belibo by itself is not enough. Now you need you need something that rises to the level of Hotzah B'Sfasayim. Yodos could do that. But you needed something. Oh, you need a half statement. That's the Chiddush of Yodos. Right? That's the Chiddush of Yodos. So the Rosh and the Ran are in the same camp, as it were, in understanding that the Yodos works in this way. Yes? No? All right. So at least now we have, I think, a little bit of a hezber as to how Yodos works according to some Rishonim.
Does it require both the beginning and that it's Gomer Belibo?
It would seem that way. I mean, you need to know. You need to, otherwise, you can't be Mashlem as Dibor. You need to. He says it's somehow Mitofan. You need a beginning Lashon.
The guy also has to have a Gomer Belibo.
You need Nikar Daito.
Okay.
You need to know that that's really what he wants to do.
Okay.
So when you have the Nazir walking by, you could say, "Oh, of course, that's what he wants." He's not accepting a tinus now. He's saying, "I want to be like that guy."
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's nikudaita. Yeah, otherwise there's no nether, because you don't have any basis for being mashlim as dibor. Okay, so far so good. All right, let's look at the shita first, and then we'll look at the Rambam. Did anyone get a chance to see the shita? All right, so I'll read it. It's very short. Mr. Bird, you saw the shita, right? Dr. J.
What is the
shita? Shita Mekubatzes. The shita Mekubatzes, I was mentioning before, was written by Rabbi Bezalel Ashkenazi in the 1500s. But what he did then was basically just gather up the writings of many of the Rishonim on the Masechtos. So it was written in the 1500s, but it's over here with the Rishonim, because everything that he cites is all from the Rishonim. So the Shita writes, quoting the Re'im. The Re'im was Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi. We have his pirush here, Al Torah, if anyone wants to see it when you walk in. It's the first bookshelf on the right. He's probably more widely known for his commentary there than he is on the Shas. But I think he also has a commentary, if I'm not mistaken. He also has maybe a commentary on the Sefer Achinuch.
Rishon?
Yeah, Rishon. Mizrahi.
Yeah, I never heard that.
Oh, check it out. Maybe it has biographical, the newer volume might have some information there. Didn't even dawn on me that. Okay, so he writes the following. Iker neder, what does it mean? Omer dover ze ye'asar alai kikarbon. Yeah, we know, we saw that already in the Rambam. Aval ha'omer noder oni shelo ochel kikar ze. A guy says, I vow that I'm not going to eat this food. Ein ze iker neder. That's not iker neder. El yodos nedarim ninu. That's yodos. Why? This is key. De gali adaite de nichele le'asar min chavero o min chefetz. Min ha'chefetz. I'll read that language again. You tell me what it means. The gully adaite, the nichale leesar min chavero o min hachefetz. Just to taichvar, what does it mean?
Minstrom.
What is that? Minstroni? What do the words mean?
Say it one more time.
The gully adaite.
He reveals his opinion.
The nichale.
Good. He wants it.
Leesar.
To forbid.
Min chavero.
Be forbidden to his
body. Oh, min hachefetz.
From some of them.
Right. He's vowing, he's showing that his gilad, he's megalas das. What? What does that mean? He's demonstrating, he's showing, he's illustrating that what he wants, that it's good for him, meaning that his ratzon is, that he be vowed off from this person or from this object. So how does Yodos work according to the Shita? According to the Reim? Going to Mizrahi. Is it the same as the Rosh and the Ran?
It's based on Kavanah, it seems.
Good. There's nothing, he doesn't say anything here about, doesn't say anything about being Mashlim Diburo. Does everyone see that? Maybe it's a subtle point, but it's important. Because the Rosh and the Ran were stressing that how does Yodos work? Yodos works to be Mashlim Yudibur. You made a partial statement, and from the context, we know what you want, and therefore Yodos allows us to be Mashlim Yudibur. And we'll say it's just like you said that whole statement. The Mizrahi is saying, no mention of being mashlim yedibor, you say ehei. Now, the Re'im could have easily said, oh, so since we know what you want, it's like you said, ehei, nazir, kemoza. But he doesn't say that. He says, Yados tells you that you could posit, right, what this guy wants. He was Megal his das, that he wants to answer himself from his chaver or the schefetz. That's Yados. He makes a little bit of a statement. He makes a little bit of a statement. What's a statement? Dvarim shemelev einam dvarim. Just your kavana and your lev, we can't do anything with that. But what did you do? He offered a partial statement. So what does the partial statement do? In general, why are we so makbid, and this is just a little bit of a hashkafa point, why are we so makbid on speech? Right, we're very big on speech, Lashon Nikiya and Lashon Hara, and right? Over here he's saying defines the Ratzon, but in general it's a reflection of your das. Reflection of your das, right? And when you speak, it shows what you're thinking about. Right, the guy just talks about nonsense all the day, so it's a reflection of what he's thinking about. He's thinking about nonsense, that's what he's talking about. Right? That's why it's so bad to, Sicha Batela and all those types of things. We consider it a waste of time or a bad thing because the person's using it Selam Elokim for nonsense instead of for higher good. Yeah, nonsense, nonsense. Listen, everybody needs a little bit, but, right? So the Mizrahi is saying, when you speak and you say, hey, or Mufreshani Mimcha, so what have you done? That was enough to be Megal Yadas. Now I know what's inside. And with that, I could say what? That's what he wanted. That's what you wanted? That's a neder. Is this the same as the Rosh?
No.
Not very different. It's very different than the Rosh.
How is he with Shmuel?
Forget about Shmuel now. Let's just explain Yados. We'll worry about Shmuel after. Explain again?
The Rosh.
Yeah. The Rosh is like the Ran in that he says that Yados serves to be Mashlim Yudibor. You said a hey, means nothing. Right?
But meaning,
because they're not arguing, there's no Rishon that's arguing on Shmuel. It's just a matter of how they're going to explain Shmuel. So what is it? What does Yados do according to the Rosh? It's Mashlim Yudibor. You said half a statement. With that, I can't do anything. I can't make you a Bal Neder. I can't say you made a vow because you didn't vow. Oh, but I have this tool called Yados. What does Yados allow me to do? Yados allows me to look at your Kavana, right? Which I'm familiar with. Apparently, it's Nicker. The Rosh says it's Nicker Daito. And now I could say, oh, that half statement that you made, I'm going to grab onto that, and I'm going to attribute to you the rest of the statement.
Why?
That's Yados. Yados allows me to do that. You ask me why it's like that? I don't know. The Rosh says, the Ran says, learn that from Pasuk. How we know that?
So it just says you can take half a Pasuk and
half a statement.
Half a statement and understand
the Pasuk. Right. From the context. It's like you said the whole thing. It allows me to attribute to you the rest of the statement that you really intended. That's really what you meant.
I don't understand.
You really mean... I didn't say a difference yet. That's just the Ran. You're asking me now what the Ran said and what the Rosh said.
Yeah.
They say the same thing. Rosh and Ran, same basic approach. That it allows me to attribute to you the rest of what I expect that you would have said. What you really meant. This is what you meant to say. You really meant, when you said a hey, you meant a hey like that guy who's a Nazir. You didn't say that for whatever reason. So Yados allows me to say, this is really what you said. Now that's what you said, that's your nether. You can't make a nether with a hey. That's not Bitoy Sasayim. You have to actually express your nether. You didn't express your nether. Yados says, you expressed your nether fully. Mashlim Dibura. The Ra'im is saying something different. Different pshat. He's saying, no, it's not that you're mashlim yedibor. Elo what? It's megala yudas denichle lesom in chavero min achefetz. And that's why I could attribute to you a neder. Because I could say, with the half statement that you made, you're megala yudas. Now it's nikar daito. And because nikar daito, now you're a neder. Now you're a noder. Now you're a noder. Why? Because I know your das. So all you need, apparently, for the Re'im is that I could say with certainty what your das was. Once I could say with certainty what your das was, that's good enough. That's the way Yados functions.
Can you say there's a difference between what your das is and what your
Ratzon
is?
No, Ratzon and das, I'm saying essentially the same thing. Okay. But I'm saying there's a difference between what you're saying and what your das is. Your Ratzon and your speech are two different things. Right? It could be the guy says, I want to be a Nazir, right? And then he goes ahead and he makes the statement of, hey. Yeah, let's say we had a readout of his heart. We knew what was in his heart. And you see it coming across the screen, I want to be a Nazi. Right? Or you put those things on his head, you know?
Electrodes.
The electrodes, yeah? And you're reading his brain waves. And you know this guy wants to be a Nazi. Lamazogin, you could do it, let's say. So now, I know what's in his mind. But then he goes in and he says, hey. So how does that work? So it works two different ways. According to the Rosh and the Ran, it works because a hey allows me to say about this fellow that he said more. Mashlim Dibura. The Re'im is not saying anything about Mashlim Dibura. The Re'im is saying, you said a little bit. With the little bit that you said, that shows me what your das is. And now, since that's your das, now I say, okay, you're a no there. Now, since I know your das, normally what's the purpose of speaking? The purpose of speaking is to demonstrate what your das is. You said enough to demonstrate your das. Yodos allows me to say, even though you didn't complete your whole statement, you said enough that I could say, this is your das. Yeah, is this clear just before we try to dissect it? Not so clear? Or maybe someone else will say it over me. Maybe I'll say it clear. Hal, you want to ask something before you?
I don't think I can say it clear.
Okay, but you have a question on it?
Yeah, but I'm not...
See, what we're saying is, according to the Shita of the Mizrahi, normally the full statement is what you need is because that's the full expression of my das. I want to be a Nazir. Why is that important? Because it shows that that's what I want to do. That's my das. Now, the Chiddush of Yados is that even where I say a hey with Nazir, all the fun of, that's enough of a Gili das to say that's what I want. Do you see those are two different Shitas?
Does that mean to say that one side...
Both Shitas acknowledge that there's an element of das and there's an element of dibor, right? The question is, which one comes? Which is the ikar, if you will? Which is the one that we care about? Which is the primary? Again, I don't want to make this whole machlokas about nedarim. What's the ikar nether? Because I honestly, I'm not holding nedarim to know enough, so I don't think we have to go that far. But just for this purpose alone, in terms of what is being accomplished by yados, one is saying you need a statement, and yados says you have a statement. The other sheet is saying you need das. You need a das. Normally your das is expressed by a full statement. Here, a half a statement, Yodos allows me to say a half a statement when it's certain half statements, right? If the guy says the word I, obviously that's not even going to rise to the level of Yodos. That's nothing. But if he says certain types of half languages, then that's enough to demonstrate my das to say your das is present.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't really see it. It sounds
split as das.
Right, but to me it sounds like it's for the same reasons.
What do you mean for the same reason? They're both for the purpose of attributing to you a nether.
No, I know, but I'm saying that if you look into why speech is good and why the internal is good, it sounds like it's the same.
The problem is with that is that the inside that holds that you need to deeper won't go by just saying, okay, it's okay that we know what's the dot. We need a full statement. That's the whole point of that side.
So
even if you have
shouldn't
it,
be regardless
you need a
of
full
his,
statement.
It shouldn't be regardless of
his... Go
ahead, whenever you're ready. Okay, what does that mean?
So we don't consider him a Nazir until he says with his lips words that the whole nation can consider what he is thinking inside.
Ain Omer ben Nazirus at Shiotzi b'Sfasav Davar Shemashmo Etzel Kol Ha'am Kinyan Shebelivo. We don't need that. We don't require that.
Oh, we don't require that. Right. That's what he's saying.
I think so.
I thought he was saying we don't consider him in Nazir.
But if you read the next sentence, it's hard to say that's what he means.
Okay.
Ella,
Kivin Shekamar believe all the healthy disfatas of Arisha and Yanim
Shayen. Inyanam.
Inyanam. Yen Nazir. Af al pi shehena.
Inyanos Rechokos.
Af al pi shehen bish.
Bimashma'on. Lashon.
Lashon Nazir.
Harei Hu Nazir, right. So what, you have Hareza?
Yes.
Oh, which Rambam was that? Is that the Franco Rambam? Oh, Franco Rambam, okay, good. Everything else you had was the same? I guess, I mean, you don't know, you don't have anything to compare it to. Right, so the Rambam says,
ain't Omer, what's the word again?
All right, who knows you? So again, the Rambam says, ain't Omer ben Nizirus, ach yotzi besfas of Dover Shemashmo, etzel kola om, kinyan shebelibo.
Ella. Oh, yeah, Ella.
Ella, kevan shegomer belibo. Right? We don't need something that is a universal language of reflecting acceptance of Nizirus. Ella what? Kevan shegomer belibo. Since he resigns himself to, he wants to become a Nazir. Right? Now what? Vahotzi besfas of Dvarim Shinyanam, Shia Nazir. He says something which is an acceptance of Nazirus. Afal Pishen Yonu Ruchokos. It's very far from actually saying, I want to be a Nazir, you know, like Mike. I want to be a Nazir like so and so. It's very hard from very far from that. In Yonu Ruchokos. Afal Pishen Mashmam Lashon Nazirus. And even though the Lashon itself doesn't have any bearing in the world of Nazirus. Harehu Nazir. Nonetheless, he's still going to be a Nazir. He's still going to be a Nazir. Let's just read a little further, and then maybe we'll
see. He's on like the Rehim there.
Seems that way, right? Good. Ketzad.
Ketzad, Harish.
Now this part of the Rambam is very interesting. Listen to the, listen to these.
Ketzad, how?
Ketzad is normally when you have a Rambam like set up like this, he gives you the rule, and then he says Ketzad, meaning what's a demonstration of what I just said? How does it work itself out? Listen to this. Very interesting.
Harish, Shehaya Nazir Ogre Lefanov.
Nazir Olefanov.
Ve'amar
Ehei. Yeah. You have what?
No, I have a
hey, yeah. Yeah. That's the Lashon Ehei, I mean, but yeah is a hey.
Harei
is a Nazir. Guy walks by. You don't say anything about Nazir. Right? You don't say any Lashon of Nazir. You don't mention anything about a vow or even Nazir. You don't even reference that fellow walking. You just say Ehei. What of it? Harei is a Nazir. Why? Howil.
Howil Ubelibo. What's that Howil?
Since.
Howil.
Since Ubelibo Haya.
Kimoze.
Right, that is in his heart, what was his kavana? He wants to be like this guy. It's apparent to us that that's what he wants to do. This guy's walking by, he's right in front of him, and he says, I'm gonna be. What else does he mean? Now we know what he means. He doesn't say anything. That's the mantra of accepting the zeros. Afal pishalo pirish v'amar ehayeh kimozeh, which is what he really would have said if it was an ikar neder. He would have said, "I'm taking a neder so that I'm going to be like this guy." Go ahead. V'chein. Oh, you have ehayeh now?
Yeah.
Oh, so we have ehayeh. V'chein. What's he doing? He's holding on to his hair. He's grabbing onto his hair. And he's saying, I'm going to be. What am I going to be? I'm going to be very nice. Ooh, I'm going to look very nice. What?
Nun vav hey.
Nun vav hey?
Yeah.
Really? We have nun aleph hey.
Yeah, I looked them up. They're both.
Yeah, they're both.
Similar. Comely, yeah. Right. What do you say, comely?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So what does that mean? What is the guy saying? No. The guy's holding his hair. He's saying, I'm going to look pretty nice. I'm going to look pretty good. With what? With long hair. As a Nazir, right? I'm going to look pretty good. He's just, you know, he's just thinking about how he's going to look with the ponytail. Oh.
Oh, ehei mechalkel. Oh, ehei mechalkel.
What does that mean? Huh?
Similar hair.
Like, yeah, hair references.
I'm going to
grow it long, I'm going to grow it straight.
Perm.
Right, perm. That, yeah, exactly. I'm going to grow my hair like this, I'm going to grow my hair like that. What do you mean? How are you going to do that unless you have long hair? Why can I have long hair? Because you're going to be a Nazir. Right? Osha Omar.
Harini
Masalsel. I'm going to get it, like you said. I'm going to get a perm. I'm going to get it straightened. I'm going to get it curled. Whatever you say. Right?
Ahare Alay Vishal. What is that? Vishalot Kara.
Right. I'm going to send it out. I'm going to send out the hair. I'm going to send out my hair long. Some kind of lotion where you're going to grow your hair out, basically. I'm going to grow my hair. I'm gonna let it go. I'm gonna let my hair go, right? Harei Nazir. But what? When do those things make him a Nazir? Lahazir. So who is this like? This is like the Rei. This is not like. There's no reference here to be Mashlim as Dibor, and it doesn't even seem that we're looking at his Dibor, right? We know what he wants. We say that his kavana, his libo, he's gomer b'libo, he wants to be a nazir. So now what? So when he says, I'm going to grow my hair out, I'm going to straighten it, I'm going to curl it, I'm going to perm it, I'm going to look very nice with long hair. But anything like that, since his kavana, since his das is to become a nazir, so with that statement, we say, oh, that's it. That's naziris. Right? The yadayin, the yados of this statement, together with his kavana, is a gili das, enough to be megalas das, but that's what he wants. All right? So let's just very quickly, now that we see two schools here, let's just take a look at this Tosos in Nazir. Short Tosos, very short Tosos. If you didn't see it, we do it right now. It's two lines, and you'll keep the Rambam open. Keep the Rambam open for a second. If you're looking for Nazir, it's in the same value, same volume as Nadarim. So you don't have to go far. Short, very short Tosos, okay? Two. I'm sorry? It's a two-line Tosos. We're just going to go right to Tosos. Nazir daf beis amud aleph. Tosus addresses this case of the Harini Masal cell. Harini Masal cell, Harini Makalka, you see it? It's about six lines down in the wide lines. Guy says, Harini Masal cell, I'm gonna get a perm. You see it? You in the right place? Okay.
Yeah.
Honey love Yodos Nazirus Nanu. Tosus said, this is not Yodos. This is not Yodos. The imkain lisninhu leel bahadi yados. It should have been earlier in the Mishnah over here, with the other yados. So what is it? Elakevan the gomar di buro. Elakevan the gomar di buro. El shalol pirish lehedja anizirus. Va'anan hu de mafarshin an di burei. Mashma de nizirus ba lomar ki amar. What is he saying? What is he saying this is?
It's like the Rosh?
Is it like the Rosh? Or is it specifically not like the Rosh? How is it like the Rosh? Well, let's see what you mean. What do you mean by that?
Well, I was thinking, I didn't understand the whole thing, but I was thinking because he said...
I think you're right. I think what he says is right.
The Gamar Diburo, that's what I said.
That's what is?
That's like the Rosh. Meaning
that's what Yodos is.
Right, that we have to consider that.
And this is not. Right? This is not. Okay. The Rambam called this Yodos. Why did the Rambam call this Yodos?
Because it's that.
What?
It's that.
Because the Rambam learns Yodos is like the Re'ein. Which means what? That Yodos is an Indian of Gilei Das. Tosis is saying, no, Masalso doesn't belong with Yodos. It's a different category. Why? Because Yodos is what? Yodos is a situation where you're Gomer someone's Dibor. But over here, that's not what's happening.
But he does hold.
Here he said a full statement.
In terms of Yodos, he does hold.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But why does Tosos say
what it is?
Say it's no good.
What is it? No, it's not good. It is good.
Oh, it is good. Just not because of Yodos.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
I thought he said it's no good. It's
no.
Like,
no. He's saying it's good, but it's not good because of Yodos. Why?
It's not finishing statements.
Because Yodos is a din in finishing statements. But why does the Rambam have it among the Yodos? Oh, because the Rambam learns Yodos is not finishing statements. I should just mention this horror, this machlokes between the Rambam and Tosos. Was pointed out by Rav Shurkin, Rav Yaakov, Rav Michal Shurkin, Rav Yaakov Moshe Shurkin's father. We mentioned him a few weeks ago, Rosh Hashiva and Taurus Moshe. So, Rabbi Har, some of you know Rabbi Har, Michal Russo. So he learned with Rav Shurkin for a while, and when he was in the Shir, he made this Ha'ara, and it seems to fit well with what we said up until now about the Re'im, and fits in very nicely. This Tosos with the Rambam. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have looked at this Tosos in Nazir. But it was a very good point. I was happy you told me that. Because it really fits in very nicely. Now, the only question would be, I don't know the answer to this question, why is it good? What is it?
Why wouldn't it be good? Why even according to the...
No, everyone agrees it's good.
Why can't it be Lashon just Lashon Gomer? Why can't it just be...
Harini Masalso. It's a complete statement. I'm going to get a perm.
Right, right. He may
because you're not making any lotion of the zero. So it can't be Iker Nether.
Could be.
Iker Nether?
Yeah. Because if he has very short hair and there's not enough to... See, in other words, he's going to let it be long enough to curl.
No, but that can't be Iker Nether. You still have to make reference. You're going to say... you have to make reference to what you're going to do and reference
right,
to carbon.
Just wants to grow his head.
It's not Iker Nether. I would say it's probably Kinoi. Because the called Kinoi Nizirus, Kinoziros. That's the first the category in the Mishnah here is Kinuyim. So it would seem that Tosfos would understand that these are Kinuyim. Right? It's not Yodos. So what is it? Can't be Iker Nether. Mustamets Kinuyim. So let's just sum up, and I admit that this doesn't necessarily bring us full circle. So maybe tomorrow we'll be out of Nazir, we'll be out of Nadarim, and we'll see one more thing in the world of Ishos that might at least give us some appreciation of how this applies in the world of Kiddushin. But let me just make one, let's chazer over, and then I'll just make one slight ha'ara that might put us in a certain mindset for tomorrow. So we have here is a basic machlokas in how to understand the way Yados work. Is Yados a din in being mashlem my dibor, as the Rosh and Ran have suggested, or is it a din in simply being megala my das? And we saw that shita proposed by the Reim, and that seems to be the Rambam shita. And as a result, we have machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos as to where Masalsel belongs. Is Harini Masalsel a din in Yados or not? The Rambam says it is, because the Rambam holds that the whole idea of Yados is a function of Gilei Das. Harini Masalsel, Yumegal Yadas. You have Mixas Dibor together with Das, Yumegal Yadas, Yados. The Tosos openly says that this is not Yados. Why? Because Yados was Yimashlem Yadibor. Not Mashlem Yadibor. You said a full statement. You said Harini Masalsel. You didn't say a hey. You said Harini Masalsel. Okay, you're going to grow out your hair. That's a full statement. I'm not being Mashlem your statement. So that can't be Yados. What must it be if it's good? It's a Kinoi. That seems to be Tosos' take. Come back to Kiddushin for a second. You see here that there's this question of whether or not Yodos works because of Dibor or because it works of Da, because of Das. In Kiddushin, when we say Harei At Mikudashes, what's the purpose of saying Harei Mikudashes?
It's like just that, or
no? Harei At Mikudashes Li. I mean, what's the purpose? What I'm really asking like this, and this comes back to the earlier question: is there a din amira per se that a person really has to? That's part of the Maisa Kiddushin. He has to say Harei out, and there's a din of Dibor, or not? Or is it just simply that it has to be known what my intent is? So that could help us get back a little bit into Kiddush in terms of just explaining the way Yados functions in Kiddush, and maybe at least to explain why Tosos distinguishes between those two categories of Yadayim She'inam Mochichos. Yadayim She'inam Mochichos Klal, and Yadayim She'inam Mochichos, but the Mochichos a little bit. Why one works for Kiddushin and why one doesn't work for Kiddushin. It could have a lot to do with the role of Amira in the context of the Kiddushin. So I think maybe now we're at least in a better place to try to at least understand that point. And like I said, tomorrow we'll spend a little bit of time with it back in the world of Kiddushin, and we'll move forward. All right? But I think this was a good breakthrough. I think we made good progress, at least. Kiddushin. What's that? No, we're in Kiddushin. We're back to Kiddushin. Besides Kiddushin, the same Daf Vav. All right? Okay, let me just make one announcement before everyone goes on their way.